Thanks for listening to this podcast of APA Compass, the Pacific Northwest's only Asian Pacific American public affairs radio show. Our collective focuses on issues relevant to APA communities and features an angry APA minute where listeners like you can sound off. We promote social justice, feature APA arts and culture, and challenge how APAs are represented in the media. If you have a story idea or would like to contribute, leave us a message on our Facebook page, APA Compass Radio. APA Compass airs at 9 a.m. on the first Friday of each month on Portland's KBOO 90.7 FM and at www.kboo.fm. Or you can download podcasts of our program at kboo.fm/APACOMPASS. That's kboo.fm/APACompass. Thanks again for listening.
And we're back. Thanks again for supporting APA Compass. I'm Sarika Mehta. This year, Portland Public Schools instituted its first ever Vietnamese dual language program. While there are many bilingual ed programs around the nation, there are few which provide dual language curricula and support in Vietnamese and English. That is the topic of our discussion today, and we have some guests in studio to join in the conversation. We have Michael Bacon, Assistant Director of Dual Language Programs for Portland Public Schools. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you.
We have Kim Lay, an immigration lawyer and a parent whose daughter is in the program here in Portland Public Schools. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you.
And we have Joseph Santos Lyons, the executive director of the Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon, or APANO. And he's also joining us in studio today. Hi, Joseph.
Good morning.
Good morning. First, let's start with a little bit of the backstory for the Vietnamese dual language program. Maybe, Joseph, do you want to talk about that?
Sure. So in the 70s and 80s, Oregon experienced a real growth in the Vietnamese American community as a result of the end of the war on Vietnam that the Americans perpetrated. And the demographics grew considerably. Over the last 30 years, the community has grown to over 25,000 folks in the region, primarily centered around Portland. And despite years of growth and contributions to our communities, the students and the education outcomes have often been a struggle in the community. And there have been persistent inequalities, including poor academic achievement and outcomes. About a decade ago, the school district in APANO and other communities who have English language learners came together and looked more deeply at the opportunities that a dual language program could offer. And they recommended a series of expansion efforts, including the goal of creating Oregon's first Vietnamese dual language immersion program. So after many years of advocacy, we're really pleased to see Portland Public Schools in Oregon have the first dual language program based at Roseway Heights.
Excellent. And Michael, how are students chosen for this program? Is it a lottery? Do first pick go to Vietnamese families? Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So the Vietnamese dual language immersion program is what we call a two-way immersion program. So we really target, there's two buckets, so to speak, and half those, or one bucket is for our students whose first language is Vietnamese, and the other bucket is for English speakers. They can be bilingual children, of course. And so we reserve half those slots, and they are, it does go through a process of a lottery. They put their names, and there's really no priorities other than they are, whether their first language is Vietnamese or English. So it's an open process.
So there aren't any students, for example, who would speak another language at home, not Vietnamese or English, who are in this program? I'm just curious.
Absolutely. It's an open program. So we have many of our dual language immersion programs where we have kids who are learning English and the part, what we call the partner language, as their second and third languages.
Great. And Kim, as a parent who is involved, first tell us how you learned about the program.
I first heard about the program, literally, I got a postcard in the mail. I don't know how they got my information, but it advertised that there was a new, very first year kindergarten dual language immersion program. I had no idea what that meant, so I sent an email to Kim Nguyen, who I guess coordinates the program, and I was amazed. Within a few days, I had the chance to meet with Kim, and both of the kindergarten teachers that would be teaching my daughter, so that I was able to kind of rest assured in terms of the curriculum, what was being taught, and have a better understanding of what the program would provide for my daughter.
I imagine you didn't go through any such program when you were growing up.
No, I wish I had the opportunity to. I grew up in Northern California, and everything was very centered around how far could you get, like what kind of honors programs, AP programs. I went through the IB program. It was very centered around kind of academic SATs, things like that. But as I grew and became older, I realized that language is one aspect of the educational process that stays with you throughout your entire life. It is one skill that you will be able to use again and again and again. And so it became really important to us that Lynn, my daughter, already speaks Vietnamese at home. Vietnamese was her first language. I felt like it would be such a waste to kind of just ignore or put that aside in favor of maybe getting a few extra points on the SAT, things like that. So that's one of the reasons why we really looked into this program.
That's great. And so your daughter is in kindergarten, which is the first class, the inaugural class of the Vietnamese dual language program. Have you seen, it's only, you know, we're only in the first term, but have you seen any changes in her academic or social emotional growth?
Yes, definitely. Well, first of all, as I said earlier, she only spoke Vietnamese before, very limited vocabulary in English. It's been about almost 2 months since school started. She has now gone through very quickly the English vocabulary, and starting this week is beginning first grade vocabulary as well and spelling. And she's been spelling perfectly, getting 100%. So we're very proud of her on that. But it's just amazing that she went from literally just knowing A, B, C, D, you know, very few words, to now being able to spell very well, feeling comfortable in both languages, and feeling like she has support from both communities. It's not that she's necessarily only looking for the Vietnamese teacher anymore or the Vietnamese friends. Now she feels comfortable, I'd like to imagine culturally competent in both.
That's really exciting. And that story is one story. Maybe, Michael, can you speak a little bit about how her story is supported by research for many, many students around the nation?
Sure.
For language support is what I'm getting at.
Right. So I think what's really interesting is that from a logical standpoint, you would think especially for our English language learners, what we call emerging bilingual children, that learning more in English or all their time in English, time on task, that there would be better linguistic results and better academic results when the testing's all done in English and the curriculum and so forth. That's the sort of dominant culture and curriculum that we have. However, what research, and this is not just short-term, this is long-term research over 40-plus years, that shows that actually when children learn bilingually, and actually for our emerging bilingual children, when they spend half their day or more, they actually have better, higher academic results. In fact, it really closes the achievement gap and goes beyond for a lot of our children. And they also are bilingual and biliterate. And the connections that means for the child with their family in terms of their identity that they develop, as well as all the things, you know, economic benefits and the things that Kim referred to.
Right. And how has the community, both the Vietnamese community of Portland and the whole city, you know, the metro area of Portland, how have they received the news of this program? Has it been received well? Was there any resistance? Mike, where does anyone want it?
Well, I can say just, you know, from the process to actually get the district to adopt the program and to fund the program, APANO worked closely with the Vietnamese Community of Oregon, which is a community-based organization that serves one cross-section of the community, and many educators who are also Vietnamese participated in a collaborative design process that Michael and the district helped to convene in the year before the program. And I would say that we had a lot of support. We had parents and we had elders. We had teachers and advocates coming together and meeting with the district and the district board and really pushing to make sure that the program got started and got started this year. And we were really pleased both with the results, but also with the process that we were able to go through.
Might I add just a piece to that? I would say probably in working in dual language immersion over 19 years, this has probably been the most collaborative process with our community partners. And we even had parents who were involved with the collaborative design team. And I would say we changed and did what we did for this program, many instances because of that collaboration and input from our community partners.
And I would just add just the larger context, which is, you know, we've been very angry for years at the low outcomes for ESL students. And we know that not all students are going to get access to dual language, but we wanted to give both ESL and, you know, sort of folks who do maybe speak English access to these programs for all the reasons we're saying. But the state has really begun to prioritize dual language, and so has the district. And they looked at it both as a good education practice, but also an equity issue. And so we're really happy to see the efforts both of APANOs and VNCOs and the Coalition of Communities of Color that have really put forward equity as a key indicator in terms of how programs are created and funded.
Do you want to add, Michael?
Thank you, Joseph. I think one other thing I might add to that is that in the Portland Public Schools, our work right now has been really focused, centered around equity and applying what we call an linguistic equity lens, a racial and linguistic equity lens has really helped us learn what we need to do differently in supporting our emerging bilingual children, as Joseph talked about. And I'd also like to point out that ODE, the Oregon Department of Education, for the first time has put out bilingual dual language grant funds. And this is the first award for Portland Public Schools to support the implementation, the planning, designing, and implementation of the Vietnamese dual language immersion. And that's been a critical support, as well as our partnerships.
Well, this is very exciting, and that's exactly what I was getting at. Traditionally, there has been a lot of resistance for ESL programs, bilingual ed programs, due to a lot of lack of knowledge about the research. So I'm really glad to see that the Portland Public Schools and Oregon Department of Education is being very supportive. Back to you, Kim. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about what you hope to see with your daughter, because she's in the kindergarten class now, which is the inaugural class. And from what I understand, they're adding a year each year. So next year she'll be in first grade, and there will be kindergarten and first grade in this program, and the following second, first, and kindergarten, and so on and so forth. What do you hope to see for your daughter going through this program?
I think as a parent, the very first priority is to make sure that she obtains the best education possible. So making sure that the science, the math, the history, all of those things that everybody else is getting, my daughter gets too. So I'm not willing to compromise for that. But if I can get both, if I can get all of those things, all of the standards met, you know, above and beyond, plus get that same information in two languages, then I have a double win. My daughter, you know, will be able to succeed on both fronts. So I think that as she grows, being able to acquire more and more vocabulary, but not at a basic just conversational level, but at a professional or, with a certain expertise towards different areas. I think that that can be a key part to, you know, in the case that she would ever want to practice or travel or work internationally. That's really the difference between, you know, the students who get the traditional education and my daughter, who's lucky enough to be able to be in this program.
Absolutely. I think that's the fundamental difference, not just having the ability to converse maybe with family in the home country, right, but to actually have content,
exactly,
knowledge in both languages is a rare opportunity. It's exciting to see that's happening in Portland. We've been talking about all the successes. I am curious, have you experienced any challenges, either with the program or with something that your daughter has seen in the program?
On a personal level, I live really far from Roseway. Well, far in my definition. Mm-hmm. I live in Happy Valley, and the school is in Roseway Heights. So it's been difficult making a decision to travel and basically go out of the way to be in this program. But it's been worth it. So I think that part has been great. I have to be honest, I haven't really seen anything that I've been disappointed about with the program. In fact, I'm continually surprised. The first day of school, I came in, everything during the school was labeled in both languages. So I'm talking not inside of just her classroom, in the hallways labeled Hanlang, both languages, the bathrooms, the multipurpose room. And that really sent a clear message to me that the district not only cares about, you know, this one class, they care on a larger scale. There are bus routes that go out, you know, all the way almost very close to my home that will help transport her there. So it sends a message that this is a real program that the district cares about deeply and that my child is lucky enough to benefit from.
It does. It sends a message that your child is valued and the community is valued,
exactly.
Especially if the mainstream students are getting covert access to the Vietnamese language. That is very cool. Is there anything else? Our conversation has to come to a close pretty soon, but is there anything else you all wanted to add to the conversation, Michael and Joseph?
We definitely look forward to folks applying for next year's program, and there is space in the program. There'll be a open process that will open up in the spring. And also, I think, you know, as the program has major events to celebrate its progress, we'd love to invite folks to stay tuned into what's happening and to come to the celebrations that the parents, students, and community pull together.
And I think it's really important to understand this is a long-term commitment. It's not just this year or just 2 years. We actually look at this as a K-12 and really way beyond K-12. This is a lifetime commitment, but one that is incredibly valuable for all kids and especially our emerging bilingual children who speak Vietnamese. And we really encourage, as Joseph said, we really look forward to families visiting our program. Contact Roseway Heights or you can contact the district office. And we really look forward to a fully implemented K-12 Vietnamese dual language immersion program for the success of our children and the success of our community in all parts of it.
Thank you. Kim, do you have any last remarks you wanted to add?
I would just say, you know, if you are even considering, if you're even just remotely interested, come and take a look because I did not know what I was getting myself into.
Right,
even
you heard from your
day.
Church.
Exactly. And, you know, initially this was advertised as some kind of replacement for the second language. Instead of Spanish, you could take Vietnamese, but it was advertised as like 1 hour a day. And this is not that. This is something that is just, honestly, I have never seen anything like it. I never imagined it would be available. So if you're even remotely interested, come take a look. I'm happy to talk to any parents that are interested. And, you know, I think that this is something that you'd have to see in order to really know and make a decision.
That's great. Well, thank you so much, Michael and Joseph and Kim, for chatting with us and talking about this program here on APA Compass today. And for listeners who want to learn more, contact us at APA Compass on Facebook, and we will get you hooked up with the right people. So thank you all so much for chatting with me.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.